We've got clarification during the week from Golf Ireland that the West of Ireland will be it's postponed from its regular Easter date due to COVID-19, and it's now moving to the first weekend of September, which is September the 4th and 5th. Now, due to restrictions within, for the club going forward, the problem we have is that we've a lot of bookings in for September, and we've had to change the format of the West of Ireland slightly because of that. So, in conjunction with Golf Ireland, what we've agreed is that the tournament will be played over Saturday the 4th of September, which will be 36 holes stroke play, which will have 78 competitors, and the top 39 competitors plus ties will go through to 36 holes on Sunday the 5th of September.
Okay, so that's quite a change in format in terms of you're running it over 2 days effectively.
Yeah, basically the West of Ireland would usually run from Good Friday up until Easter Tuesday. And what's happened is that just having golf being closed for the amount of period of time it was in 2020, and we've been closed still in 2021, we felt, in fairness to our members, we couldn't afford to give the course away for the 5 or 6 or 7 days that would be required to run the same format. Also, we looked at it and we said, right, how can we still have the pre-qualifier, because the pre-qualifier is very important to the club. So the pre-qualifier will now take place on the Friday the 3rd, and that will have 90 competitors on it in it sorry playing in it, and the top six of those will qualify for the tournament proper the next day. So that qualifier would usually be held on the Wednesday before Easter, and the top six players would qualify to get into Good Friday. So we retained the qualifier, which is good news for the golf club, and a good news that the fact that 90 other competitors are qualified to get into the tournament. So the on Friday the 3rd, we will have the qualifier kicking off at approximately 7:30 on that morning. 90 competitors will tee up, and the top six of those will qualify to go into the tournament proper on September the 4th, and hopefully for them September the 5th they can get through to the final 36 holes. So yeah, it's a big change for the club, but I think we when we sat down with Golf Ireland, we looked at the possible dates. Their schedule is due to start the June bank holiday with the East of Ireland. They can't see any tournaments really being played before that. So that's what they're aiming for. So when we met with Golf Ireland or spoke with Golf Ireland over the last 6, 7 weeks, we were looking at possible dates when we could hold the tournament. Was there a date that, was available to them that would also, it wouldn't diminish the quality of the field, because the quality of the field is so important to the club and to the tournament. Because we've had such great champions, we didn't want to go with a date that wasn't suitable to get the best field. Does that make sense?
It does. There's a few things you've touched on there, and I just want to unpick them a little bit with you, if I can. The first is, I mean, is the fact that the format's going to be different again. This is not new territory for County Sligo, in that 2 years ago you played a stroke play west, and I think the consensus was it was a success. Players liked it, spectators liked it. So, getting away from the match play format, and I know there's a romantic attachment to the match play, but is there an understanding, first of all, that that makes absolute practical sense given the times we live in right now?
Basically, this for us, the tournament and the old format is the one that the club prefer. And what we noticed with the previous stroke play event was that it was very, very hard for the spectator to find a match to follow because of the fact everybody was playing their own game. And you hadn't got the excitement of Easter Monday and Easter Tuesday when you had 16-8, 4-2 down to the final, and you had a local guy going well in a match or whatever it was, and suddenly that would bring out all the people from Sligo and the neighbouring counties would come out and watch that. So I suppose for us within the club, we would prefer the traditional format that the West has. We looked at it from a couple of points of view for this tournament, was that due to COVID and whatever else, that trying to restrict the numbers, that the field would reduce from 141 down to 78. Also, I suppose, and taken into the fact that, you know, September is our busiest month for visitors. If we were to give up the course for the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it would have huge financial impact on the golf club. So when we looked at the dates, the important thing for us was that it wasn't clashing with another event, and that it was a date that was free in the calendar and a build-up for possibly qualifying for a team. Now, what's actually transpired, since we agreed the date, about a week later, Golf Ireland announced that the Irish Close Championship, or sorry, not the Irish Close, the Home Internationals will take place 2 weeks later. So you really now have the last tournament that the players will have to qualify to play for Ireland will be the West of Ireland. So it's now got a huge significance, the tournament that we're going to have in 2021, that, you know, the Irish team, so Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales played the Home Internationals tournament every year. So what's going to happen now is that all the top players will want to play in the West, because it's going to be their final opportunity to get on the team to play for Ireland. So I think that's going to have a huge impact on the quality field we have. And it'll show that how quality a venue we have here, that we're going to have a top-class field playing on a top-class venue.
That's for sure. It sounds, David, it's been a real juggling act for County Sligo Golf Club and Golf Ireland in recent weeks. And, you know, looking at it selfishly from your own point of view, the golf club, as all golf clubs are, is closed at the moment. I'm sure your members can't wait to get back on and swing a club and get back on their course again whenever it opens. Likewise, you touched on the fact that traditionally August, September are big, big months in terms of visitor green fees, whether it's international visitors or people from other parts of Ireland. And I know that could be and may well be severely limited in this pandemic era. But you've had a lot to weigh up there.
We have. You know, the financial part was one, but the respect to our members was the one that kind of hit home when we sat down and had a board meeting about it. And you know, the questions were after me, you know, what's the benefit of the tournament, and you know what, you know, the profile of the tournament, you know, that's proven. It's been run since 1923. But the key for us was to say, right, you know what, how can we have a tournament but also let our members not get affected and disadvantaged too much? So what we've done is the fact that we have it over the 3 days, you know, between the pre-qualifier and then Saturday and Sunday. So our members can play golf up to the Thursday, and then they'll have golf again on the Monday. So they're not losing the Wednesday, Thursday and the Monday, Tuesday. So our members hold 4 days. We also have green fees. You know, we have a lot of international visitors, hopefully, if international visitors come back, and we have Irish visitors booked in for that week. We had to, you know, when the dates were agreed, you know, that we were given an option of 3 dates. And I suppose luckily for us that we kind of had the first choice of dates, because of the fact we were the first tournament that was being postponed. The three tournaments that were kind of affected in kind of April, May time were the West of Ireland at Easter, the Irish Close Championship was due to be played in May, and the Munster Stroke Play was due to be played at the end of May as well. So those were the three tournaments that had to be juggled around with Golf Ireland. We were delighted to, you know, get the opportunity to have the West again. There was huge disappointment not having a West of Ireland last year. It's an important part of, you know, our history. It's an important part of the club, having people around and the enjoyment of it. Like, we have an awful lot of people that travel here for Easter, and, you know, they build their holidays around coming to view the West of Ireland. So September is going to be, it's a strange time of the year for us to have it. The one thing I'll say is the golf course will be in top condition. Like, our members have been away from golf for a long, long time. We're looking forward to welcoming them back when it's safe to do so. And, you know, we've tried to keep them informed of the work we've been doing out here. And it's very, very difficult because a lot of our members live outside the 5 kilometer. So they haven't got a chance to come and see the place. So what we did, myself and the course manager did a short video on Friday of the work we had done on the 15th fairway, where we had to basically raise the fairway by 2 feet, put in two new bunkers in conjunction with our course architect, Mr. Pat Ruddy. So we did a video of that on Friday, and this morning then we uploaded that video to our members and sent it to all our members for them to have a look at. So people who haven't had a chance to get out here and see you know, the work we have done and the, you know, what the changes that have taken place in the last kind of 2.5 months since there's been no golf, have got a chance to see the work we've done on the 15th fairway. So I think, you know, the players are going to have some shock to the system when they come here in September and see the changes to the 15th hole and, you know, some of the other work we've done throughout the lockdown and whatever else. So I think, you know, it's a tournament we didn't want to miss 2 years in a row. The fact that missing it 1 year was bad enough, but, you know, not to have a West of Ireland again in 2021 would have been very, very disappointing for the club. So on the club's point of view, we're delighted that Golf Ireland and ourselves were able to come back with an agreement for a date, and we look forward to, you know, welcoming hopefully people to come and see it, and expect that spectators will be allowed. I suppose it's a little bit up in the air at the moment because, you know, with the COVID restrictions across the board, we really don't know one day to the next what we're going to be allowed to do in the coming months. And I think that's part of the frustration that goes with what's going on at the moment, that, you know, it's the unknown. You know, there's no definitive date that we might get back playing golf, or, you know, shops might open, hotels might open, restaurants might open, you know, so we're a little bit up in the air at the moment, like everybody else is in business. But, you know, we're working away here behind the scenes. We're getting things ready for the golfing season whenever it starts. And, you know, we look forward to welcoming, you know, members, visitors and West of Ireland competitors through 2021.
David, I don't know if this is one of the silver linings finally, but I suppose when there isn't much golfing activity on the course in terms of play, it can enable a club like County Sligo to maybe address other things it wanted to get a handle on. And, you know, it's been well documented erosion along the shore side holes, the 15th and 16th and 17th holes, has been an ongoing issue for County Sligo in recent years. You've been undertaking a pretty big project in recent months. Can you fill us in on what's been happening?
Yeah, as anyone that's a visitor to Ross's Point and the beach in Ross's Point has seen it disappearing, or the beach has got bigger, but the dunes have got smaller over the last number of years. So along with Sligo County Council, we had a huge rock revetment work that needed to be completed to try and shore up the dunes and also protect the golf course and protect the access to the beach. So back in October, we started a coastal erosion project, which is a rock revetment basically running from the slipway that you come down onto the second beach and over past the 16th green. It's been a huge project. It's taken a huge amount of members' commitment, members' money, to do this project. We went to our members to seek permission to do this, which we got approved. A number of members came on board and basically bankrolled the job that was being done there. So the contractors moved in October. Anybody has been down there in the last few weeks will have seen the huge rocks and whatever else that were coming from the contractor here. There was lorries coming out here all day, every day with rock to go in, minimum 4-ton boulders. So what has basically happened is that the beach has been the dunes have been eroded away over the last number of years. And what's happened is that it's got closer and closer to the golf course. So it's so close at one stage that it was about 6 paces from the 16th green. So we had planning in and we had planning approved and we needed to get the work done. So we started the project. The project has worked very, very well. It was overseen by a subcommittee of the golf club here who reported back to the board on a weekly and a monthly basis of the progress. Anyone that was down there will have seen the progress down there. So what we've done is, look, I don't know if you'll ever keep water out, but we've done our best with what we've tried to achieve. And you will see there's probably about two weeks left to finish it. And you'll see an access that there'll be a new pathway going down that the council are part of and ourselves. So there's a new pathway will be created down onto the beach to make it safer because the old pathway had collapsed away. And then there's a rock revetment on your right hand side then as you walk along the second beach for the first 200 odd meters. You'll see a rock revetment gone in there, which has 4-ton boulders sloping at an angle. So basically the waves will run up it and run down it, and hopefully not take away any more dunes, because we've lost huge amount of dune area. If you know the people who know Ross's Point and they know the area, the beach basically has disappeared, or sorry, the dunes have disappeared over a number of years, and it was we had to do it, otherwise we were going to probably lose a hole, one of the holes, either 16th or the 17th would have been in trouble. So look, fingers crossed this job works. Look, there's no guarantee with an erosion project. It's a third big job we've had to complete on the beach. About 20 odd years ago, we had to do at the 13th, which is the end of the second beach for people who don't know. And we basically did 200 meters there along the 13th and 14th to reinforce that area. That has held up, touch wood, which is great. We completed another section at the 16th, which, you know, some of it held up, some of it didn't. But this job now is a big project. It had to be done to safeguard our golf course. And look, maybe somewhere along the line, we have to look at developing a couple of new golf holes somewhere along the way, because I don't know if we'll ever keep the water out forever. So hopefully for our lifetime that we've done enough to keep it, keep the water away. But I think it's a losing battle, unfortunately, when you're fighting the tides and the sea. The sea will always win. Water will always find its course. So I think you know, it's made it safer, because the dunes, as we know, you know, the dunes had started to collapse with the tide coming in, and it had undermined the top of dunes. And you know, a number of years ago, a child was trapped on the second beach. So look, hopefully this now will shore up that area and make it more accessible for people to get on the beach and enjoy the walk and enjoy their swim and whatever else. But in we have to remember too that, you know, the golf course is now nearer the beach. So I think golfers need to be mindful that people will be walking the beach, because, you know, a stray golf shot could end up on the beach a lot easier now than it would in the past. And, you know, for walkers who are coming along the beach, they have to be very, very aware that when the tide is in, they have no way of getting off the beach, only to come up onto the golf course. So, you know, some signage will need to go up at the bottom of the ramp to warn people when you're out for a walk. You know, it's a bit like coming back from Coney Island, Austin, as I explained to people before.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know your tides and know you're not going to get trapped on the beach and have to get up onto the rocks, to get up onto the golf course, to get off the beach. So, you know, I think it's very important that people are mindful of that the county council are proactive in putting signage there to explain to people that, you know, when the tide is coming in, you know, you have only a certain length of time to get off the beach before you get cut off from the path off. So I think it's an important job that needed to be done. It's a blue flag beach. We're very aware of it. We need to make sure that the blue flag is retained on an annual basis, because it's very important for the tourism industry. And, you know, at the end of the day, if there's no golf course here due to the tides, then the tourism industry in Sligo and Ross's Point and the surrounding area would suffer, because an awful lot of people come to play golf here. And, you know, as they always say with a golfer comes and he doesn't just play golf. He stays in a hotel, he eats in a restaurant, he drinks in a bar, and he goes to a local shop or coffee shop. So everybody benefits from a golfer coming to an area. So I think it's important that we retain our golf course and that Ross's Point retain its blue flag beach.